morning. Let's take a look at Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. The Word of God reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would speak unto us this morning and help us to know that when we come to Christ, when we serve, when we take upon ourselves his yoke and burden, that is when we find rest. Teach us, O Lord, this lesson. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Now, we've seen in our two morning devotions that Jesus was a paradox. He was God, he was man, he was king, and he was servant. And who would expect such a holy God to befriend sinners? But you see, this is the God, this is the Christ that we worship. And Jesus calls us to live this life of a paradox as well. If you want to be great, you've got to be the least. If you want to live, you have to die. You know, to win, we have to repent. You know, we are also called to love the unlovely because God loved us when we were unlovely. And the amazing thing is that there are people who love us when we are so unloving and unlovely. And you see, Jesus knows that this is hard for us. He knows that denying self, taking up the cross, he knows that there will be a struggle. We will find it hard to do this because we are weak. You know, we are self-centered. He knows that the self will want to assert itself, and that is why he offers this to us. This rest from this kind of fleshly living. So how can we love the unlovely? How can we die to self? When we go to him, he will grant us this rest from this kind of restless living. And he also does this by way of paradox. You know, the verse tells us, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden." So come unto me, all of you who are really tired of working, you know, tired of, you know, having to struggle with your sins, right? And I will give you rest. How? By making you work some more. You have the yoke of sin. But if you come to me, you have my yoke. There's something else that you must do. We gain this rest by servitude, by being an ox, by being put under his yoke. Now, there are three things that we can learn from this passage. The first one is the one who spoke. The second thing is the ones who were spoken to. And thirdly, we'll look at the invitation and the promise. So firstly, the one who spoke. Now, who spoke these words? It was Jesus. And Jesus here was giving a command. Come unto me. Take my yoke. Now, this is a divine command. Come unto me. You know, the prophets of old would have spoken these words, but none of them would have ask the people to come to me, the prophet. These were always God's words. So no prophet would ever have done that. I mean, even the last Old Testament prophets, you know, John the Baptizer, when he told the people to look, to behold, who did he point to? Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So no prophet would have pointed to himself, but they would have pointed to Christ. But yet here, Jesus said, come unto me. And this is reminiscent of what God said in Isaiah. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, there is none else. But Jesus is saying, come unto me, look at me. This is God himself that commands. And because he is God, this rest that he promises for those who come to him, he will provide. There is no doubt at all. He is faithful, he is able, he is willing to give us that rest. But notice also that paradox. He says, come unto me. That's God speaking. But what does he say? What's the paradox in this passage? For I am meek and lowly in heart. Right? As God, Christ was king, but here he was meek and lowly. And here he was describing his ministry, his surrendering of himself, his dying to his desires, to fulfill God's desires. I mean, where was Jesus born? He was born in Bethlehem. He was placed in a manger. He gave his life for sinners. You know, how many times did he forgive Peter? Well, more than three times, obviously. He even mercifully offered Judas, the one who would betray him, a piece of bread that was dipped in gravy. It was an offer of mercy. It was something to show his heart. Of course, Judas rejected it. The gospel that was presented to God, to Judas, was distasteful in his mouth. And when Jesus was mocked, he never retaliated. To his enemies, to those that mistreated and denied him, we see here that he offers rest. So there's that paradox. The one who offers rest is both king and a servant. And this tells us that if we go to him, what we must expect to do. Now, secondly, we see who are the ones that he was speaking to. It says here, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, what does this really mean? Some of us here will say, boy, I'm tired. I've worked so hard. So maybe if I go to Jesus, I don't have to work hard anymore. I'll get my pension next year. You know, this is not what it means. Heavy laden, labor, what were these burdens? Now, this invitation was to all who were burdened, tired from hard work. But what kind of hard work? What kind of burdens? And I think it's important if we take a look at Matthew 23. Verse 4, we see here something that explains this. In Matthew 23, verse 4, Jesus was speaking about the Pharisees. He was speaking about those who followed the Pharisees. And it says here, Jesus talking about the Pharisees, he said, they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. So Jesus was speaking these words about the Pharisees, speaking about people who had this Pharisaical way of doing things. And the Pharisees were very exacting people. They insisted on outward perfection. No mistake was tolerated. People had to earn their worth. And the thing is, each of us, all of us, we have a Pharisee in us, don't we? This Pharisee tells us we must be perfect. And this Pharisee also tells us other people must be perfect according to my standard. We must keep a good home, have a good job, and if we have kids, they have to behave, they must play two instruments, they have to do sports, they have to get straight A's. This Pharisee tells us, in conflict, we must assert ourselves. We must promote ourselves. We must defend ourselves. And this is why in our lives there is little rest, because we have conflict. We must be right, so they must be wrong. We have it together, and they don't. And this also causes internal conflict, does it not? Why don't I have it as together as they do? You know, but the truth is, the Pharisee that is in us, he is a liar. We can't get it together. There's no way we can get it together. There's absolutely no way that we can ever be perfect. There's nothing that we can do to change that. And despite our much labor in our lives for perfection, we will never be. And you see, the scary thing is, Church of God, is that there are those who think that we do have it together, right? And keeping it up can be very burdensome. So it is to these people, those who struggle, those who think that we can be good, those that think that others should be good, to those who struggle with these things, Christ calls us to himself. So that's who we are. Now, thirdly, we see the invitation and the promise. You want this rest? You want to be free from the burden of having to be perfect and to the conflict that we struggle with other people because, you know, we assert ourselves and we defend ourselves. You want to be free from all of this? Then Jesus offers this invitation. He offers this promise. He says, come unto me. Now this word come has always been a word of grace. Alright? We all know Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they be crimson, they shall be white as snow. Come. It's a word, it's an invitation to come out of that pharisaical mindset that infects all of us. You know, at the parable of the wedding feast, the king sent out his messengers and the word was spoken. Come. Everything is ready. Come to the marriage supper. Just come. Now, this was also the last word in Revelation 22, the last word that God speaks to sinners. The Spirit and the bride say, come. All right? So it is a word of mercy to those who struggle. It is an invitation to stop being what we naturally are, people who strive, right? People who have conflict, people who want perfection, right? And it is an invitation to come to God to receive a promise. And what is that promise? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. So the promise is rest. It will be given. And it is a rest that is given, but we also see here that it is a rest that is found. Not only will God or Christ give that rest, but we will find that rest. So what does that tell us? it tells us that sometimes this rest does not always come immediately. We come to Jesus, he promises it will come, but it has to be found. Now, how do we find it? And it says here, by taking Christ's yoke, by learning of him. So we find this rest by way of paradox. We put on Christ's yoke, we take his burden, we work like an ox in that one sense, through servitude to him, surrender to him. And though he has given us that rest, we will find that rest too. You know, when oxen are yoked together, they have to do everything together. Can one ox stand and the other one sit? It can't, because they are yoked together. So one can't rest while the other one works. One can't lie down while the other one stands up. So when we take Christ's yoke on us, when we learn of him, we are learning what Christ has done, what he has surrendered, how he has forgiven, how when he was reviled, he did not revile again, how he resisted temptation, and how he gave up his life to do the work of God and the will of God. And when we learn that, that's when we find that rest. So if he was meek and lowly in heart, then our hearts must be like his. When he surrendered himself, when he forgave his enemies, when he befriended sinners, when he delighted to do God's laws, that is the yoke that we put on ourselves. And when we come to him, you see, the act is in this. When we come to him, just coming, not doing, but when we come to him, he will give us that rest. He will teach us. He gives us the power to deny ourselves. And so let that be something that we take with us, that we ought to take his yoke upon us. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, teach us that in surrender to Christ, him being our King, his will being ours, we will find that rest from ourselves, rest from that exacting legalist in us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.